right here is Chay Rhymesmith, Rhymefest Smith, with This Is How We Chill Part 2. Rhymefest was part of the big announcement event at the Promontory last week for DCASE, the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. They're dedicated to enriching Chicago's artistic vitality and cultural vibrancy. Led by the organization's commissioner, Mark Kelly, the department has declared 2020 the year of Chicago music.
Yay!
That's our thing, too. We have Mark Kelly here in Studio 11 to tell us all about it and get us excited about the new year and all the music it will bring. Mark, welcome back to Vocalo.
It's my pleasure to be here.
And we are just wrapping up 2019, which was the year of Chicago theater. That was exciting. What were some of the standout moments of that year's worth of events for you?
Well, we're still in it.
We're still in it.
Two more months. But it was a year where we reminded ourselves and the world that this is one of the greatest theater capitals. We are literally equal to New York and London, but different and proudly different. We're not commercially based, but 250 theaters in neighborhoods, ensemble based, tremendous stories that they tell. And I think it was the year of a rallying cry for this great creative sector, helping strengthen it, the first ever Chicago theater brand that we're pushing out to the world, and then helping to strengthen the sector. We're bringing theater to the South Side. How can we claim Chicago theater is a defining characteristic of the city if it doesn't live in all of our neighborhoods? And so we're making great strides there. We literally raised over $1 million, and all of it became grants to Chicago Theater to help strengthen them, to help them a vote of confidence, encouragement. And in the end, I think what we're doing is taking the 250 creative cats, and we help turn them into a herd.
Herding cats, historically, not a very easy thing to do, but you all managed to get it done.
Well, you know, they're looking at each other and saying, wow, look at us, and they're, you know, trampling everything in front of them. That's the goal. So, yeah. I mean, get that image in your head.
So, of course, there's so many different aspects of Chicago's culture that we could highlight. What was behind the decision-making process for deciding that music would be the thing for 2020?
Well, music is, the Chicago's music scene is incredible. Today, here and now, think of just across genre, and whether it's hip-hop or experimental, whether it's alt-country, whether it's classical, whether it's house, just the list goes on. Chicago is just a place of great experimentation, of new music coming forward, and then our legacy, and then how can we... I think a lot of questions, the question has come to me again and again, what took us so long?
Yeah. Well, the music makes its way into everything else, right? If we're talking about Chicago's theater community, we're also talking about Chicago's music community. This is this just seems to make sense. It's the next logical step, I think.
Yeah, this is the fourth year of using a theme to strengthen a creative sector of Chicago. When I became commissioner, the question I was asking myself is, how does DCASE, mighty but modest in size DCASE, we're 65 people. And when you imagine everything we do, all the permitting and film office and festivals and grants, it's how does that 65 people build the creative landscape and not just be another presenter of great work within that landscape? And so one of the strategies is every year to have a theme where we focus on a laser focus on a part of the creative scene, the landscape, and then looking to bring that sector together, elevate it, find new assets, develop a new strategic direction. We surely did it in the year of public art, in year of creative youth. We just finished with Yaz Fest. Now, creative youth are embedded in Millennium Park among the many other initiatives that we brought forth. Now, the year of Chicago theater, but all of them were preparing us for 2020, the year of Chicago music, because we've learned how do you build a creative sector? How do you take cats and turn them into a a herd? And so 3 years of learning and new practices and new thinking. So the year of Chicago music, I have a steering committee of 40 Chicago music professionals. So they've come together. And then we have 15 working groups. They're not committees.
Mm-hmm.
They're working groups. It's to get things done.
Yeah.
We have over 200 Chicago music professionals populating these. It's on music legacy. It's on youth in music. It's on our festivals and how they can better celebrate the Chicago music scene. It's about our clubs and venues, and the list goes on. And telling everyone they have to check their self-interest, that this is a civic initiative, that everyone has needs, everyone has dreams and desires, but we have to come together and work as a cohesive whole towards a common end of building this creative sector, believing that self-interest ultimately will be addressed. Because if we elevate the scene, if we establish Chicago as a world's music capital, we are, but we've never thought like it, we've never acted like it, we've never
it's that second
had
city
a culture
complex, yeah.
We're going to have it'll be released in the next couple of weeks, the first ever Chicago music brand telling the world who we are. In their research, FCB is working with us in developing the brand. They brought together a bunch of young millennials from around the country, and they asked them to identify the music capitals of the country. And they came up with 12 cities, and Chicago wasn't one of them.
Tut, tut.
Yeah, but tut, tut. Sort of on us, right? Like, how did we get in that space that the birthplace of jazz and blues and house and gospel and just living across so many genres of music, just nailing it, how are we not seen, how are we not on the bucket list? If you want to go see great music, you come to Chicago.
I met some really nice folks over the summer while the Rolling Stones were in town. They were from Belgium, and they were about my age, and they went on a self-guided Chicago blues tour. They hit up spots that I, having lived here my entire life, had never been to before. What do you think that says about Chicago, that deep ingrained history that we have here has managed to make its way all the way across to Belgium?
Well, there's two sides to that coin.
Yeah.
One part of that coin is that Chicago's music truly has shaped the world. Without the urban blues of Chicago, and without gospel, and without modern jazz born here when Louis Armstrong came to Chicago, imagine the world without those sounds pushing out, and how incredibly influential they are. But yet in Chicago, we lament after the fact, but we Chicago never honored what was in front of it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's clearly it's racism and segregation were drove that.
Mm-hmm.
I played a leading role in the creation of the Muddy Waters mural at State in Washington.
Wonderful.
And when that went up, I went to that corner. Here it is, a 10-story mural, and I would ask people, who is that? And you know what? Like only one of 10. It was just an informal poll.
Sure.
But that's why I did it, because why don't we, you know, we have the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans,
yeah.
But where's the marker of Muddy Waters in Chicago? And so I think Chicago needs to better own its legacy, but legacy by itself can become sort of narrow and conservative and backward-looking, but understanding how that legacy frames today and the music tomorrow.
Let's talk about the announcement event last week at the beautiful Promontory in Hyde Park. Our managing director, Sylvia Rivera, was part of it. She came back just so excited about what she'd taken part in and looking forward to what you had going on. What was that event like for you?
It was soul-stirring. First of all, both Rhymefest and Sylvia, their words, they were very thoughtful and carefully crafted. They both of them were poetic in talking about the importance of this moment in time, the opportunity, the possibility. Imagine this city building a culture where all of our youth feel inspired to love and make music, not to become the next hit musician,
sure.
Right? But just just everyone to every kid. What could be a better unifier of neighborhoods than music? Because we all love our music. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their favorites. Everyone dreams, thinks, feels, and so the possibility, and that's what came out that day. And then there was, I don't know, 150 Chicago music professionals there, and, you know, rightfully so, they can be a bit cynical. Yeah, like, I'll believe it when I see it. And every one of them, they were, like, lined up coming to me saying, wow, I believe that this is serious, that this is going to be impactful, that this is going to make a difference. And it was a pretty exciting moment.
I'm just surprised you get 150 musicians someplace at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I know. We did it as a sort of a test. Okay, we'll see how serious they are. And they showed up. You know, there was Joe Shanahan, you know, just from a...
That guy doesn't sleep. He's awake.
He doesn't sleep.
All the time.
But, you know, lots of club owners, lots of working musicians, lots of producers and makers of the Chicago sound. Lots, all the genres. Classical was there. Hip hop was there. Yeah. Indie was there. The whole scene.
I am excited about all of this for obvious reasons, and I know that there's going to be some big surprises down the road. But what can we look forward to as music fans right now?
Well, first of all, there's going to be a new 17-day celebration of Chicago music. We're going to take, I believe the dates are May 22nd to June 7th, and we'll be a big full announcement on this. But already we're assembling our assets to make this happen. So we have three, D-Case, we produce three major music festivals in Millennium Park at that time. First, we do the House Music Festival. Last year on Saturday, I don't know, there was 40, 50,000 people in the park. The next weekend, we had Gospel Music Fest, and what a undervalued part of the Chicago music scene. And then the following weekend, we had Blues Fest with people from Belgium, and we have tourists coming from around the world. So we have these three incredible festivals. We've never used language to describe them. We have those festivals because it's the Black music legacy of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
These are the sounds that came from the South and West Side of the city. But then the festival, the celebration, is placing the spotlight on the Chicago music scene of today. So all the music venues, lots of ticketed events. Imagine the auditorium theater with some wild mashup of a performance. Imagine what's going to happen at Metro and at Promontory, and the list goes on. Our jazz clubs, our blues clubs, and in the moment. And then it's a giant, we call out to the world, come to one of the greatest music scenes with both free and ticketed events. But unlike the other festivals that are sort of about selling tickets to that festival, mm-hmm. it's great music, but this isn't about selling tickets. This is about a big love affair with the music scene of Chicago. So that's going to be cool, and I hope that will become a yearly, it'll be an annual event. 5 years from now, it should be equal in weight and in importance to, for example, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest.
Well, I am super excited. My relationship with Chicago's music scene is possibly the healthiest one I've ever been. And I hope that you keep Vocalo in mind for all of this really awesome stuff.
Well, in fact, not just in mind, you're part of it.
The big
message where, you know, that D-Case, we're assembling the troops, but it's a battle cry. And then everyone has to own their part of it. Everyone has to up their game, think through what it means. So I think your entire staff has to sit down now and think, what do we do in the year of Chicago music to blow it out of the water?
You know what? That meeting is already scheduled. Mark Kelly.
All right. You made me happy.
Yay. Mark Kelly from the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. The year of Chicago music is upon us. Everybody, get ready. Get ready, and you know what? Go out and experience some of it for yourself.